So we welcome you once again to High School Hockey on MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, along with our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. And Happy New Year to everybody, and we are finally going to get this game going. Tonight it's North Reading. The North Reading Hornets are 4-0 to start this season. They're 2-0 in the KFAN League, and they are 4-0 overall. And they are led by Coach John Gigliotti. The Hornets last year, 14-5-3. This year, again, 4-0 overall. And they have scored, I'm not sure that's right. It says 13 goals allowed, scored rather, and only two allowed in those four games. So they're not scoring at a big pace, but they're not giving up anything. And in the league, in their two league games, they've scored 7 and allowed 0. I did talk with Coach Gigliotti earlier. We're not able to get that broadcast on due to all the excitement that was going on here tonight. But he did say that the team is off to a good start. He's had to replace a lot of players from last year's lineup. And he's done that with a lineup that you'll hear, obviously, in just a little bit. Starting with his top line. And his top line tonight will feature John Marullo, a senior at center, Matt Corrieri, a junior at left wing, and Josh Zellickman will be on the right wing. The starting defense will be Kevin Murphy and Tyler Collins, junior and senior respectively, and in goal will be John Day for the North Reading Hornets. When we come back, we'll take a look at Gloucester's lineup, and they have a full lineup for the second time this season as we get ready to play hockey. Obviously, this is a non-league game with North Reading in their scarlet uniforms and the NR on their shoulders. They've got the gold numerals, fancy-looking uniforms with North Reading, an arch north and a horizontal Reading on the front of their jerseys. Gloucester has the white jerseys with the diagonal GHS across the shoulder down to the hip. And they've got red pants, of course, with the red helmets.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodwright double hung insert window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodwright windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Looking for a reliable place to produce your team's uniforms or your business's corporate apparel? Then Sarkisian Sportswear is the place for you. Conveniently located on Route 1 South in Peabody, Mass., Sarkisian Sportswear handles all aspects of your needs, from price quoting to providing visual proofs to production completion. Visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials, vendor catalogs, and to request a quote. Remember, Sarkisian Sportswear is the place to go.
Take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
This game is brought to you by the Institution for Savings, your local community bank since 1821. With great rates, great service, and great people. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years with quality products and service, located in Lynn and at harringtontrophy.com. Moynihan Lumber, of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. The Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. Click on their banner on our website to access their respective news and sports coverage.
Okay, well, you can hear from the noise that we're back. They have to crank up the local sound. I don't know why, but there you go. Anyway. Now, Gloucester has a full lineup for the second. Well, I should say almost a full lineup. They're going to be missing their lead defenseman tonight out with an injury. That's Eric Chalmers. He's got a banged-up shoulder, I believe. I'm not sure exactly what Coach Lyons said, so scratch what I just said in terms of where the injury is. But Chalmers, Eric Chalmers, will not be playing tonight due to injury for Gloucester. So his first line will look like this. Liam Lyons is back in action after damaging his shoulder in the very first game of the season in the second period against Beverly, and I thought he was going to be out for quite a while. But Liam Lyons is back. He's centering the first line with Derek Hopkins on his left and John Mondello on his right. Sam Poliski, Ryan Meniz will be the first pairing of defensemen, and Jack Sperry, Harrison Marshall will be the second pairing. And Noah Poliski is also back in action as he returns to the lineup along with a few others. So there'll be a little bit of a change here and there in terms of how the lines are and how the defensive turns are for Gloucester as contrasted with our first game. Gloucester coming in with a record of 1-3. They broke a three-game losing streak a couple of nights ago against Beverly, winning that game in the tournament, the Cape Ann Savings Bank tournament, holiday tournament, consolation game. They beat Beverly 5-2. But North Reading 4-0, and they are pumping on all cylinders. And they're looking forward to this non-league game tonight, as is Gloucester, of course, for the experience, and try to get some more points and even their record at 3-3. We'll be right back with the start of tonight's game in just a minute. This is MSONewsSports.com.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Bradford Tavern Restaurant in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week. The restaurant features two separate function rooms, ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com. We hope to see you soon at the Bradford Tavern. The Institution for Savings has always believed in giving back to our communities, because our communities are such great places to live and work. Last year alone, we donated and pledged more than $3.9 million to local nonprofits, including local hospitals, schools, food pantries, art organizations, and more. Named one of Boston Business Journal's top philanthropic companies, we are proud to be your local hometown bank. InstitutionForSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
If you are interested in replacing your home's kitchen cabinets, please see the kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of Moynihan Lumber's three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trusts, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
This game is brought to you in part by the Gloucester House Restaurant, offering the freshest seafood right off their boats to your plate. Sarkisian Sportswear, delivering quality team and corporate apparel, located on Route 1 South in Peabody, and at SarkisianSports.com. Lynn Museum, Lynn Arts, preserving Lynn's past and promoting Lynn's future at 590 Washington Street. Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance, delivering complete peace of mind. Attorney Robert J. Madruga. See Bob for estate planning and tax preparation. Gloria Food Store, Rantoul Street, Beverly. Honeydew Donuts of Lynn, Salem, Malden, and East Boston.
Then here we go. We got high school hockey tonight. The student body for Gloucester has filled in quite nicely over to the left, and not a bad representation from North Reading over way over on our right as well, as we are opposite the main lobby here at the Talbot Rink in Gloucester. Much like the Salem State Rink, there's just the stands on one side, and we're behind the scores table and the penalty benches right on the ice surface, and nobody here to watch out the puck for me, so I'm going to be really cautious when I'm writing stuff tonight, believe me. Okay, I'm Rick Moore along with Bill Profoski, our producer and engineer, and we have high school hockey tonight. Don't forget MSO News Sports back in action full-time next week. We took a bit of a breather this week, but thanks for hanging around and checking in with us from time to time. North Reading will be defending the goal down to our right as goaltender John Day. Not very tall in the net. Just about, net goes about three-quarters of the way up to his shoulders. Down to our left, Noah Poliski, who is towering over the goal. Quite a bit taller as we are ready to go. Marullo against Lyons at center ice. Lyons wins the faceoff and drops it immediately back to Harrison Marshall starting on defense. Marshall's a freshman. And he immediately turns it over to John Marullo, who puts North Reading on the attack. Marullo fires it around the corner, goes into the left wing boards, trying to get it out to the left point, can't drop it back to Murphy. Now he sticks it back, and it goes behind the cage. Who's going to pick it up there? Gloucester does. Jack Sperry back to pick it up for the Fisherman, gets it out to center. Lyons loses it off the pass, and it comes back out to center ice. Tripped up on the Fisherman, backhanded into the North Reading zone by Harrison Marshall. And Lyons, first man down there, trying to come up with the puck, can't. The Hornets form it up. Long right wing feed to Zelikman. He shoots it into an empty left wing corner as the Hornets change up, allowing Gloucester to try to form up and get out of their own zone. Just underway here. We've played 1 minute, North Reading and Gloucester. Sal Costanzo chases it in, but icing on Gloucester. No score, Gloucester and North Reading. Gloucester with a record of two wins and three losses. Like I said, 1-3 earlier, but it's 2-3. And North Reading is at 4-0. Second line out there now, Owen Maxwell, Jackson Schill, Pat Scanlon against Sal Costanzo, Ethan Benenet Field. This one is won by the Hornets, and the puck goes through a screen. Doran, James Doran from the right point, fires it behind the cage. Body check, heavy hitting behind the cage. Fisherman can't clear it, and it's kept in at the left point this time by Maxwell. He's tripped up and gets it right back, still fighting for the puck against Costanzo, who comes away with it. Check it, it's a dead field. Across the line with a long two. Feeds it left wing side over to Brennan. Can't come up with the puck, though. Heavy checking in the left wing corner in the North Reading zone. And the puck comes off the boards for Jackson Schill. He gets it to his own line, being bothered there by Brennan with the back check, and sends it all the way in for the Gloucester end. And this will be icing as Ryan Muniz touches it first. And so now North Reading will see the faceoff come back into its zone. No score. We've played a minute and a half of this first period. Chris Noyes out there now against Matt Gravalis. Noyes wins the faceoff, drops it back to the point, but it's blocked. And a long right wing feed over to Stringer. John Stringer across the line. He is tripped up by the Gloucester defense. I think it was Muniz who dumped him, but it's still in the Gloucester end. North Reading forming the attack. Left wing kept in by Collins, and now it's cleared out by the Fisherman. Lugging it out of the zone is Colby Mitchell, a sophomore. He'll dump it into the North Reading end. First man down there is Noyes. Stolen, though, by Kevin Murphy brings it out of the zone. Right wing feed over to Mike Vinicaro. Loses it. And blind pass off the board. Still in the North Reading zone. Who's going to come up with it? Murphy does. Backhands it weakly. Goes in on net. And it's right out in front. Cleared away by the fisherman. Harrison Marshall gets it out. Right wing side to Lucas Cornetta. He's checked off the play in the North Reading end. Picked up by Mitchell, centering pass. Doesn't get through, comes over to the right wing side and taken away by Stringer. Gets it out of the zone, all the way back into the Gloucester end. Tracked down by Muniz. Fires it up the boards, and it's kept in over in that right point. And it's cleared out of the zone finally. Zelikman couldn't quite keep it in. Fisherman have it at center. Liam Lyons is checked. Dumped by John Marullo at center ice. You don't see Lyons go down very often, but he did that time. Lyons gets it right back, though. Long feed. Misfires on the shot. Taken away by James Doran, senior defenseman. Or North Reading. I'm sorry. Looks like I don't know what I read, whether it's senior or sophomore, to check it out here. Doran is a senior, yep. Play is in the North Reading end as Hornets trying to form it out of the zone. And they can't do that. It's kept in. Long shot. First shot on goal from Derek Hopkins. Save along the ice by Daly. Play is in the right wing corner, North Reading end. Puck, everybody's scrambling for it. Doesn't come out. Stayed in by Sam Polinski. Polinski kept it in. Fisherman change up. That will allow North Reading to bring it out of the zone. Right wing pass to Zelikman. He just ticks it forward. And North Reading will change up. Gloucester coming back. Uh-oh, bad pass out to center. Kept in at the right wing side by Collins. Fires it all the way around from right to left. Comes out to the left point. To center ice. Sticked right back in by Pat Scanlon. Gloucester, though, on the puck. Clear it to center. Murphy goes to his knees to block it. Costanzo will wheel in his own end, gathering some steam. At center, across the line, upended. Complete tea kettle. If you know what I'm talking about, skates over helmet. Costanzo's okay. North Reading sends it into the Gloucester end. Tracked down by the fisherman. Jack Sperry gets it to center ice. Costanzo right across the line once again. It's Ethan Brennan with it. Looking to set up Chris Noyes out there. Line change. North Reading brings it back the other way. 5 minutes played, no score. Long shot, first shot, wrist shot from the circle left by Pat Scanlon, and it's easily gloved by Polisky, who hangs on. So each team with one shot in this first period, but man, what action. And heavy hitting by North Reading. They are taking the body. Costanzo coming back from an injury with his shoulder, and tell you what, all the Gloucester fans held their breath when he was upended and did that somersault after flying down the left wing side. Face-off is won by the Hornets. They keep it in the Gloucester end. Sperry tips it ahead, left wing side to Field. Avoids a check, but loses the puck. Long shot from the right wing point. Saved along the ice by Polisky. Collins with the shot from the right point. Check it, it was Doran. And Doran fights to keep it in, but can't. And the fishermen bring it out of the zone. Hopkins lugging it out of the line. Looking for Chris Noyes, right wing side. Over on the left wing, Colby Mitchell can't come up with it. Uh-oh. And Gloucester gambles to keep it in. They just do. Otherwise, it was a 3-on-1. But Sperry is able to keep it in. Tracking back deep is Doran in his own zone. Doran gets it to center ice. Collected by Polisky at his own line. Gets it over to Muniz. Taps it ahead. Blind pass. Loose at center. Lyons picks it up. Can't get it through the defenseman. And it comes right back to center ice for North Reading. Carreri takes a heavy check by Muniz. And Carreri goes down left wing side. And I think we have a penalty. We do. Tripping on Gloucester. 5:50. Time of this penalty. And this will be assessed to the fisherman, Ryan Muniz. Face off to the right of Polisky. One by the Hornets, right through the spot. Oh, terrific save. Off the stick of Zelikman. Zelikman just walked between the circles and fired it right into the pads of Polisky. So 4 seconds have expired. And a terrific chance by North Reading. They are all over this thing. on the power play, in the power play situation right now. Setting up shop is Zelikman, left wing side, gets it to Kariri. Back to Zelikman, still in the left circle. Drops it back left point over to the right point to Doran. He fires it through a screen, doesn't get through. Oh, just tipped wide by, I think it was Marullo. It was Marullo with Kariri out there. From the left point, once again, Kariri redirects it, goes behind the cage. And the fishermen are able to clear it. 53 seconds left in a man advantage for North Reading. No score. But North Reading putting some real pressure on in this power play. Across the line. Owen Maxwell drops it to the right point. Doesn't get through. Where is it? It's in the slot. Goes back out to the left point. Kevin Murphy has it in his skate. Sends it down low. Gets it back. Closes between the circles to a screen. Tip just wide. Save, I should say, by Poliski. He saw it all the way. Was in a screen. 22 seconds left still. Power play, North Reading. They're setting it up, passing. Down to the right wing side. Back to the slot. High slot left. Bounces around. And it's tipped out to center ice by Brennan. With a one on. Brennan steals it. And he can't quite get through. Drop pass. Looking for Costanzo. He can't collect it. Terrific shorthanded bid. But Reading comes right back. North Reading 2-on-2 as the penalty has expired. And where is it? Puck is loose in the Gloucester end. Bodies flying all over the place. Puck still loose left wing corner. Collected finally by North Reading. A wild shot by Scanlon goes up high. Comes around to the right side. Big Jackson Schiller Sr. down the right wing corner. He centers it. But it goes into the left wing side. Three Gloucester players, one North Reading player. Four Gloucester players on the left hand side. And it comes back to the left point. Kept in at the point by Murphy. He's fighting Costanzo for it. Knocks Costanzo off the puck, who's exhausted after the penalty kill. Murphy has it once again and sends it down deep. And it's finally slapped back to Murphy. Gloves it. Sends it down low. Goes into the right wing corner. Stringer battling for the puck. North Reading with control in the Gloucester end. Cleared out to center ice by Noyes. But the fishermen can't get organized. Noyes, weak shot along the ice. Save Daly. No rebound as Hopkins was looking to pick something up there. Here comes North Reading right back on the attack. Other side forward. Oh, and it slides through with Schill down by himself. The puck squeezed through on Poliski and he went out and made the save. Whew! Break in the action. 6:35 left to go. First period. No score. Face-off to the left of Poliski. Most of the face-offs in this first period have been in the Gloucester end. Fishermen spending a lot of time in their own zone. Of course, some of that attributed to the power play that North Reading just had. This could be icing on Gloucester. It is. And we will remind you that not going to have North Shore Sports on Monday night. We've taken a few weeks off trying to reorganize. Bill and I are putting a hockey schedule together and a basketball schedule of broadcast games together. We'll have that posted for you very soon, but check the website. Plenty of information every single day on msonewsports.com. All right, this draw is won by Gloucester in their own end, and the fisherman field will bring it out. He's a freshman, remember? Now what? I guess it was going to be held on to in a long, weak shot. Oh, yep. Just held on to, that's all. Face off to the left of the North Reading goaltender, John Day. Three shots for North Reading, two shots for Gloucester, no score. And this face-off is controlled by North Reading. As Colin Chase loses it right out in front. Score! Gloucester field! Set up nicely by Brennan. And it's 1-0 Gloucester. Time of the goal is at 9:57. No, I'm sorry, 8:57. Take me a while to get used to this. But Field stole the puck along the goal line, extended from the defense. Check it. Brennan stole the puck, and Field was sitting on the doorstep all by himself on the far side. And nice pass. He just tucked it home. Nice pass from Brennan. And it's 1-0 lost.
By number 3, E.J. Field. assisted by number 10, Ethan Brennan. Time for the goal, 8 minutes and 57 seconds into the first period.
There you go, that's John Fosbury telling you it's 1-0 Gloucester. Field from Brennan. Play resumes in the Gloucester end with North Reading doing a great job of forechecking. Fisherman bring it out. Chris Noyes slides it behind the cage and goes in after himself, looking to get some help from Derek Hopkins, but it's taken away by the Hornets. Oh no, look out here, goal! Gloucester scores. John John Mondello picked up a loose puck, bad angle, bottom circle right, and he fired it far side over the right shoulder of John Daly. It's 2-0 Gloucester. Wow. Mondello with the goal. And this goal is at 9:51. 52 seconds after the first Gloucester goal. And North Reading takes a timeout, and so will we.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
Two quick strikes by the Gloucester fishermen, and they are leading North Reading now in this one by a score of 2-0. TJ Field, Eddie Field scoring from Ethan Brennan at 8:57. Nice steal by Brennan, and then John John Mondello scoring 51 seconds later. We'll have to see who got the assist, but Mondello very alertly picked it up at the bottom of the circle right side, and maybe 20 feet away from the goaltender, bad angle, put it up over the goaltender's right shoulder far side. So we resume play now with Gloucester up by 2 and a bit of a surprise. North Reading coming in at 4-0. Gloucester trying to get it out of its own zone once again. Harrison Marshall is checked and back out to the left point. All right, we'll cover that in a minute. Look out here. Good scoring opportunity by North Reading. They're all over Gloucester, peppering Poliski. Can't get it out of the zone. Still kept in left wing side shot from a bad angle by Corrieri, and it's knocked down by Poliski. Gloucester finally gets it out of the zone. Field has it. He's got a winger with him. It's Brennan, and Brennan is knocked down. But it's picked up by Field. Slap shot. Saved by Day as bodies are flying everywhere. Another player goes down. Punched into the boards, one of the Gloucester players, and he's getting up very, very slowly. As the puck is held onto. So as we resume play, it's 2-0, Gloucester leading, with a couple of quick goals after we had the fire scare earlier on. Centering pass by North Reading, and it's cleared away by the fishermen, and they're able to get it out with 3:40 left to go. First period, Gloucester leads 2-0 on a couple of quick goals here in the middle of the first period. I'm Rick Moore along with Bill Proposky and Bill Newell helping us out with engineering. We apologize for... there's a shot by North Reading, and I think we're going to have a penalty here as... This thing is going to get out of hand quickly if the officials don't get a hold of it. There's a lot of high-sticking, a lot of elbowing that's going on. And I think we're going to have matching penalties, perhaps. No? Yep, we are. I think they got to do that. So let's see what we have here. At 11:34, I see just one player going into the penalty box, and that was for retaliation, Kevin Murphy. And Coach Gigliotti wants an explanation, and I can't say that I blame him, as it was Murphy caught with a retaliation. As Gloucester was getting sticks up high with... with North Reading buzzing all over goaltender Poliski. Wow, that's a tough one. Well, we'll see. Anyway, Gloucester has a man advantage for the first time tonight, leading 2-0. At center point is Costanzo. Throws it to the circle right. And Liam Lyons threw a screenshot. Rebound, covered up, and cleared to the sideboards. Day with the save for North Reading, cleared by the Hornets. Again, a fire at the O'Malley School caused this game to start late, about half an hour late. Fire in the boiler room, or at least on the roof above the boiler room, and the O'Malley rink had to be evacuated. Liam Lyons weaving his way, circle behind the cage, centering pass, looking for Brennan. It's in his skates. And it's covered up by Day. I want to thank Bill for helping us out tonight. Thanks, Bill. Bill Newell getting us on the air and all the confusion with the fire and everything. I just kind of forgot to push one button. So we are on the air. It's 2-0. Gloucester leading North Reading. North Reading with a record of 4-0. Gloucester with a record of 2-3 at even strength, North Reading with the advantage in terms of territory, but Gloucester leading it 2-0 with a couple of quick goals. 23 seconds remaining in the penalty to Murphy of North Reading. Centering pass, Costanzo by himself. Weak shot. Oh, he tried to set up Lyons, cruising in front. Couldn't connect. Puck is at the left point, kept in by Muniz. Passes it down to Lyons, cleared by North Reading. And that will effectively kill the rest of the penalty. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and that's it. Murphy's penalty is over. North Reading has killed that one. We're down inside of 2 minutes now. Good crowd. Maybe a fourth of the rink is filled here. Pretty good turnout. Five student body Gloucester, student body North Reading. Not quite so many, but pretty good representation. Gloucester, Sam Poliski on defense, picks an opening and sends it into the North Reading end. Gets it right back at center ice. Drops it over to the left wing. His left-wing partner, Ryan Muniz, and he returns the feed. They're just playing catch back in their own zone right now. Poliski with it. Blind backhanded pass back to Muniz. Finally, he'll bring it up ice across the line. He's sandwiched between two North Reading players. I'm telling you, the hitting is brutal tonight. And Muniz gets it right back. He's blocked, though, about 10 feet away. Center ice. Poliski, Sam Poliski, fires it off the boards into the North Reading end, collected by Colin Chase on defense. Sends it ahead on the right wing side, and it's finally taken out to center ice by Pat Scanlon. He's got Maxwell with him, but loses it on the dribble. Scanlon will pick it up behind the cage. Scanlon gets it, tries to center it, can't, comes over the right wing side, cleared to the sideboards by the Fisherman with 32 seconds left in the first period. Back at center ice. Kevin Murphy fires it right back into the Gloucester end. Very spirited first period. Look out here, Corrieri lining up a Gloucester defenseman. Just avoids the check. Oh man, Corrieri's just throwing his body everywhere. Out to center ice between the defense. It will be icing. Against Gloucester with 10.3 seconds left in this first period. Goals by the Fishermen from Ed Field at 8:57 and John Mondello at 9:51. And that's where we are, 2-0 Gloucester. Face off to Noah Poliski's right. One by Gloucester. They're trying to pin it up against the boards with 3 seconds left. And that'll kill it as Harrison Marshall did a good job of keeping the puck up against the boards to bring the period to a close. Woo! Wild first period. Glad we're back on the air. And we'll bring you up to date here in just a few minutes. After one, Gloucester leads this one by a score of 2-0 over North Reading from the Talbot Rink in Gloucester on this New Year's Eve. More high school hockey coming up on MSO New Sports.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson 400 Series windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Anderson 400 is attractive, durable, energy efficient, and reasonably priced. Remember, Anderson is the most trusted name in windows. See the Anderson 400 at any of our three locations. That's North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, this is Saka Sarkisian, owner of Sarkisian Sportswear, located on Route 1 South in Peabody. We are a sports team dealer and custom apparel distributor that can handle all of your team's or company's uniform and apparel needs. So stop by and visit us at 182 Newbury Street in Peabody to see our storefront. Visit with our friendly and helpful staff and let us help you get the right fit for your program. Also, you can visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials and learn more about us.
Well, apparently we're having some trouble with our signal tonight, and I don't understand that. Usually pretty good here out of Manly, but it looks like we're on right now, and so bear with us, please. And again, I apologize for getting this thing on late. We started 20 minutes late due to the fact that there was a fire at the O'Malley School adjacent to the Talbot Rink. The Talbot Rink is attached. It's part of the O'Malley complex, and there's a tunnel that connects the O'Malley School to the rink. And the Gloucester dressing room is in that tunnel. And that tunnel is adjacent to the boiler room where the fire was. At least the fire was noticed, observed on the roof above the boiler room outside the O'Malley rink. So at about 6 o'clock, the rink was evacuated. Both teams had to, North Reading left. They were dressed. The kids were dressed in their uniforms. They took off their skates and had to leave the building, go to the bus. The Gloucester kids stayed around, but everybody else was evacuated until the fire apparatus got here and put out the fire. And they had to do it with a big ladder truck that was pouring smoke from above the roof at the O'Malley down into the roof and into the boiler room. Now, if you've been at Salem State or you've been at the Talbot, you know how high the roof is at the rink, and that's just about how high the roof is also above the boiler room at the O'Malley School. So Deputy Fire Captain Stephen Aiello was in charge of the scene. I do have a little video of it. Bill Newell's telling me that we have video on the website as well. So check it out. No injuries. Don't know the extent of the fire. or obviously what caused the fire, but it did cause about a half-hour delay to the start of tonight's hockey game. And then I caused a further delay by knocking us off the air, and hopefully we'll stay on the air now for the rest of the night. So if you are listening and other people were listening and gave up on us, please let them know we're back. Spread the word that we do have live hockey here from the Talbot Rink in Gloucester. Both coaches excited about tonight's game. And a lot of hockey. Gloucester, this is Gloucester's third game and I think five nights. And I'm not sure about North Reading. North Reading coming in with a record of 4-0 and Gloucester with a record of 2-3. And a very, very spirited first period. Thanks, Foz. Getting my my fix here of hot chocolate. Thanks, John. From John Fosbury here with no lids. So, needless to say, I'm going to have to take another break to get warmed up. So, anyway, let's take a break, and then I'll come back and recap this first period for you. Obviously, this has been the sickest, and I mean that in terms of health, holiday I've seen in a long time. Everybody I know either has a cold or a stomach virus or both. We've had both in our family, and I know that Tim Kearns has been battling a cold and some stomach issues as well, and I know that others have had colds, and it's just been miserable. So we hope that it's all going out to sea now as we welcome in 2017 in another, 48 hours, 24, maybe 36 hours or so. I can't count. But anyway, we'll come back with more. You're listening to MSO News Sports. And this is high school hockey here, of course, on MSO News Sports. We'll be back with the second period. Goals by Ed Field and John Mondello of Gloucester have given the Fishermen a 2-0 lead after one.
Dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder. Fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
The Lynn Museum, located at 590 Washington Street in the heart of Lynn's emerging downtown cultural district, offers a unique perspective on history as told through the experiences of one of America's most consequential cities. Come this fall and see our newest exhibits, Industry and Craft, People at Work in Lynn, and Collecting for the Objects of Lynn. We're open Tuesdays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturdays, 9 to 1 p.m., or online at lynnmuseum.org.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com. Honeydews, seasonal favorites are finally here. Nothing says fall more on a crisp, cool morning than a hot pumpkin spice or maple cream coffee. Complement these coffee flavors with a tasty pumpkin muffin, deliciously sweet cranberry apple stick, or a freshly baked tart apple cider donut. Visit our locally owned and operated Honeydew Donut Shops located on the Linway and Western Avenue in Lynn, Eastern Avenue in Malden, Canal Street in Salem, and Meridian Street in East Boston. And experience Honeydews, flavors of the fall today.
Okay, we are getting ready for second period action, and I'm looking at the website here and trying to figure out why our webpage is unavailable. Boy, this is just all falling apart tonight. 2-0, Gloucester leading this one. And trying to figure out why our webpage that talks about the live broadcast tonight on MSO Radio Channel A is not available. It was when I left. We're sorry. Can't find the page you were looking for. Well, I don't understand that. I'm not sure I can do that from here. Waiting for the teams to come back onto the ice. In the first period, it was E.J. Field scoring at 8:57 for Gloucester and a steal by Ethan Brennan, setting up Field all alone on the doorstep to the right, tucking it home. And then just 54 seconds later, John Mondello made it 2-0 with the assist going to Derek Hopkins and Chris Noyes. So Gloucester is back onto the ice, still waiting for the appearance of North Reading, and Gloucester is ready to go. And I don't know why, again, that webpage is unavailable. So if you're listening on Radio Channel 8, tell everybody else, listen to Radio Channel 8. It's a page you can listen to, and we're broadcasting. And my daughter's favorite group, Poison, playing in the background here as we get ready to start the second period. Brett Michael and Poison. Saw them a few times down at what was then Great Woods. One penalty on each team in the first. Muniz was called for tripping at 5:50 for Gloucester. And Murphy, unsportsmanlike at 11:30, unsportsmanlike conduct, 11:34 for North Reading. Neither penalty involved in any scoring. Shots on goal, 6 by Gloucester, 3 by North Reading in the opening frame. Okay, now we swap sides. Gloucester defends to our right, and North Reading defends the goal down to the left. Face off, won by North Reading, Marullo. And they get it right into the zone immediately. Marullo looking for Zelikman, offside or penalty. Oh, we got a penalty right away on Gloucester to start this second period. Or was it a high stick? Oh, just a high stick. High stick on the pass. So face-off will be to the right of Day. And they changed their shots on goal to 6-5 in the first period. And there's a shot. Oh, it goes behind the cage as the thing comes unhinged. Marullo with a shot. Had Poliski dead to rights, but fired it wide. Oh, now they're going to say that was on goal. Poliski made the save. Shots even 6. Okay, face off to Poliski's right as North Reading is in an all-out attack right now to try to get on the scoreboard. From the left point, block at the top of the circle. Zelikman has it into the left wing corner. Being bothered by Field. Puck squirts loose for the Gloucester defense. Can't clear it. Turned around by Zelikman. And he bring it out to center ice as his momentum carried it out to center. Stopped at the line. Ferrieri has it pumped off the play by Costanzo. But it goes into the Gloucester zone. Fisherman first on it. Jack Sperry. Over to Harrison Marshall. Dump. Goal line extended. Noyes has it. Does he get it out of the zone? Barely. Yes, he does. Being harassed by Murphy. And fighting for it is Sperry. Still jousting for it. Field drops it back to the right point. Gloucester in. And it's kicked out to center ice. That'll make Sperry backtrack to his own end. Look out here. 2-on-1 for North Reading. The shot along the ice. Save. Poliski rebound. Another save by Poliski. And it's cleared to the sideboards by the fisherman. Terrific opportunity that time by Schill of North Reading. And he picks it up again, heading to the cage. Look out, flying. Puck goes into the left wing corner and cleared out to the Gloucester end. This will be icing. Tremendous pressure by North Reading right now. Score remains 2-0, but North Reading already has 4 shots in this period. .13:28 left to go. Middle frame. Gloucester leading 2-0. But North Reading is just putting on the heat. Face off to the right of Poliski. Owen Maxwell wins the faceoff, loses it though on a steal by Gloucester. Was able to just split the defense and get it out to center ice, tracked down by Colin Chase. Long shot from just outside the blue line, save along the ice by Poliski. Picked up by Chris Noyes, backhands it into the North Reading defensive zone. Sticked aside by goaltender Day, intercepted by Muniz. Look out, loose puck right in front of the North Reading net. Can't be kept in by Cornetta, can't pick it. He drops it, nobody home, as it's cleared by the quick thinking and good checking, back checking of Jackson Schull. Icing on North Reading. Up to 9 shots now in this period. Oh, check it. Up to 6 shots in the period to none for Gloucester. Face off to the right of Day. Liam Lyons fighting for it. And it is kept in at the left point by Sperry. Has to back to his retreat to his own zone. Intercepted by North Reading right across the line. Shot, blast, score! Matt Trevellis took the turnover, went right down the slot and blasted it right through the right arm of Poliski. It's 2-1. Gloucester leading it. But North Reading gets the goal, Gravalis. And this goal comes at 2:28 of the second. Have to see about the assist, but North Reading just all over Gloucester in this period. And here's the Hornets again in the Gloucester zone. Fisherman trying to get out of the zone. Yeah, unassisted as he stole it from the Gloucester defense. Now here's another shot put on by the Mike Ravellis, actually. Drops it back to the left point. Tip wide. Goes into the left wing corner. Fisherman, the leaguer right now. Kept in at the left point. Lyons throwing his body around. And finally, it's tracked down by John Mondello. Still in the Gloucester end. Kept in at the right point this time by Zelikman. He shoots, and it's saved by Poliski. And the fishermen doing everything they can to get it out of the zone. North Reading just flying in the Gloucester end. At center ice, North Reading once again with the 3-on-3 now. 3-on-4. Slap shot from the right point by Carreri goes wide. Fisherman, Carreri gets it. Goal line extended behind the goal line. And he is bumped into by Marshall, allowing Gloucester just to get it out of the zone. 8 shots in this period in the first 5 minutes to none for North Reading. Across the line, here they come again. The Hornets centering pass. Zelikman tips it wide. Goes into the right wing corner, nobody home. Fisherman trying to come up with it. Brennan ridden off the play by Zelikman with terrific back checking. And Zelikman loses it at the Gloucester line. Costanzo stick handling over the North Reading line. And he is going to be, centering pass checked by Marullo. Through a screen, where is it? Oh, it looked like it went behind the goalie, but it's covered up by Day. That puck caromed and ricocheted, but Day saw it all the way and held on. Penalty, I think. Not sure what this is. No. Hand pass? I don't know. They're bringing the puck outside the block of the North Reading zone. And I don't know why. No penalty. Full strength, both teams. 8 shots in the period to 1. North Reading has the advantage. Costanzo stick handling. And the puck pops up in the air. Muniz blasts it off the right wing boards, right side, looking for field. But North Reading comes up with the puck and bring it out of the zone. Flying across the line is Maxwell, looking for a right wing figure. Schill! And he can't quite get a stick on it. Muniz bumps one of the forwards off the play. Schildo gets it right wing side. He crashes into the boards heavily. Oh man, what action. Costanzo across the line for Gloucester. Slap shot from long range. Loose puck pounced on by Day. Cowabunga. Score, Gloucester 2, North Reading 1. We've only played 4 minutes and 5 seconds. No, check it. 5 minutes and 5 seconds. We played 5 minutes, and it has been a wild second period so far. Face-off in the Gloucester end. North Reading brings it out. Potential two-on-one. Busts it up, though, nicely by the Gloucester defense. Hornets form the attack again. Bodies clash at center. Hornets have it. Gravalis, who has the score, pumps it, checks it into the right wing side, chips it into the right wing corner, collected by the Fishermen, and they are able to get it out of the zone anyway. Chris Noyes off the stick of defenseman James Doran. Noyes goes after it in the North Reading end, kept in by Ed Field. And now it's Kobe Mitchell out there, drops it back for the left point, redirect, goes just wide as the shot came from Jack Sperry. Here it is. Oh, Noyes couldn't backhand it home. He was in the slot, and it went just wide. Fighting for the puck, Cornetta. Cornetta can't come up with it. And it comes back to the point. Sperry shoots it through a screen. Oh, and Cornetta shot it up over the net with the goalie down and out. Best chance of the second period for Gloucester as they're putting some offense into play. Back to Sperry. At center ice, though. Chris Noyes has it with a one-on-three. He's all by himself. Shoots it. Loose puck. It goes along the ice, and it sticks to the side by Day. Puck is at center ice. Nobody controlling at the moment. But being fought for... who is that? Dylan Babcock out there, sophomore. Here comes Gloucester with a two-on-two across the line. And Sperry misfires. Overskates the puck. 8:10 left to go, second period, 2-1. North Reading looking to get the equalizer, and they shoot it out of the rink. The faceoff will be back to the left of Day. Tremendous action in this high school hockey game tonight. And you know the Fishermen are tired. This is their third game in 5 days. But North Reading is flying right now. Off to the left of Day. It's Marullo against Lyons, and Lyons wins it. Comes back to the right point. Poliski just taps it in around the boards, looking to set something up. Now Lyons knocks somebody down, but North Reading comes up with the puck, and they'll bring it cautiously out of the zone. Weaving his way out of the zone is Carreri, and he'll send it in deep. Muniz is clobbered behind the cage, and Marullo has it. He's got it right wing side. We'll drop it back to the right point. Back down to Marullo. Circle right. Still with it. Slides it along around the dasher, around the boards. Marullo was dumped by Lyons. And look out. Loose puck right out in front. Shot up over the cage as Marullo had a chance to put that thing home with Poliski down and out. Still on the attack, though. North Reading. And finally, it goes over to the sideboards. And Derek Hobson gets it out of the zone for Gloucester. One hands it down deep through a screen. Goes wide to the left. John Mondello on it. In the left wing circle. Two on two back there. Puck goes loose. And it's picked up by Marullo for North Reading. They come easily out of the zone. 6:51 left to go in the middle frame. 2-1 Gloucester leading. Mondello around the cage very quickly. Flips it up to the line. Sent right back in by James Doran. More heavy body checking all over the ice. This is a tremendous high school game so far. 6:29. Clock showing in the second period. Play is at center. And North Reading coming up with it. Colin Chase leads the attack. Wrist shot goes wide from left to right. James Doran keeps it in on the right point. Centering pass. Puck is loose and it's a goal. Puck trickled in as it was, again, a strange angle. And it looked like it was Scanlon with the goal, but it's tied at two. North Reading gets the equalizer. Oh, no, wait. They're saying it's not a goal. Oh, boy. Apparently, it's no goal. Coach Gilliotti getting the explanation from the officials. And doesn't seem to be upset about it. So maybe the explanation is rational. Although now the two officials are talking. So hang on. It looked like Scallon got the equalizer with tremendous pressure in this period by North Reading. This is a wide open hockey game. Shots were 6-3 after one. Right now, North Reading has 11 shots in this period to 4 for Gloucester. And they have been quality shots, real testers. All right, no goal. So the score remains 2-1. And we're not getting an explanation. So the score is 2-1. With Gloucester still leading, faceoff is controlled by whom? North Reading. There's that shot once again by Dorham. Right wing side. Goes into the corner and it's chipped out to center ice. Long shot from center ice by Chase. In on goaltender Felisky, has to make the save. Fisherman can't get it out of the zone. Finally do. It deflects off Noyes, but that'll allow Colin Chase to go after it. Going to have to take a cough drop here soon, boys and girls. Play is at center. John Mondello retreating. Shoots it back to the Gloucester end. Chase. Over to Doran. Up ahead to the line. Tracked down by Maxwell. Drops it back for Schill. Checked off the play. Empty left wing corner. Cornetto, look out. He's going to be lined up and he is hit as he ices it. Whew. 5:16 left to go in this second period with Gloucester leading by a score of 2-1. And don't forget to check out MSO News Sports each day for a local North Shore radio newscast. And our North Shore Today post. Daily news and photos with Bill Newell and myself. And we'll resume that, of course, on Monday. Even though it is the official holiday for workers. I think we're resuming it on Monday. Play resumes in the Gloucester end, where it's been most of this second period. Field is checked off the play as relentless forechecking by North Reading in this period. Seemingly had the Hornets had tied the score. So Sal Costanzo across the line. Drops it for Field. Back to Brennan. Through the slot. Can't get it through as he runs into a wall of players in front of Day. Brennan fighting for the puck. Gets it to Costanzo and he shoots it and it's a save by Day. Save of the night by Day. Costanzo is set up by Brennan. 2-on-none. And Day is able to make the save. Penalty on Gloucester. On Brennan. Well, I didn't see that. Roughing on Brennan at 10:20 of the period. And that is not what Gloucester wanted. Tremendous situation now for North Reading to tie it up. Oh, right off the faceoff, the shot goes in on goaltender. Polisky makes the save. That shot looked like it was a wrist shot from the left point that went through a screen. Carreri tried to deflect it. The initial shot taken by Doran. This draw will be over to Polisky's right, Gloucester end. Minute 20 left in the penalty. Puck is at the line in the Gloucester zone. And sent down deep. Hustling for the puck is Zelikman. He gets it, drops it back to Doran. He's closing. Gets it over to the right wing side. Carreri tees it up, looking for the far side. Goes just wide. On the left side, it's Chase. He shoots it, goes into the left wing side. Collected over there on that left side. Looks like Zelikman has flip-flopped. He's over the loose puck in the crease. And just cleared away by Polisky. Right wing side now with Zelikman back at the point. And the fisherman get it out of the zone, just barely. The laid offside allows Liam Lyons to pick it up, pick an opening, fire it down the ice. 35 seconds left in the penalty. 3:42 left to go, second period. What has been mostly North Reading with a couple of Gloucester flurries. Here comes North Reading across the line. Scanlon, he shoots it up over the net. Goes to the right wing side, and does it come out of the zone? Oh, the net has become dislodged. So we'll have a stoppage in play. Faceoff will be in the Gloucester end. Two-one, Gloucester leading this one, but North Reading just hammering away. Corvellis with the goal for North Reading in the second period. Gloucester goals back in the first, Field and Mondello. But the advantage has been to North Reading, at least in terms of territory, as they say. Hand pass, faceoff will come out to the Gloucester zone. Hand pass by North Reading. 7 seconds, 007 left in the penalty. To Ethan Brennan. Face off won by Gloucester. Eddie Field fires it around the North Reading net. And Fisherman come back out to center. Costanzo ragging the puck, killing the penalty. It is now over. Goes right in front of his own goaltender, trying to form the attack. Slides it up ahead to Brennan out of the penalty box. He is knocked off the play by two North Reading defenders. Comes back out to center ice, and it is kept in by Harrison Marshall. Gloucester trying to get something going. North Reading brings it out of the zone. Flying out of the zone is Maxwell, but it's offside at the Gloucester line. All right, so 2:40 left to go in this period. Faceoff will be right in front of the North Reading bench. Good crowd over in the far side for this Friday night before New Year's Eve. Puck is cleared into the Gloucester end, where it's been for a good portion of this second period. Flurry out of the zone for Liam Lyons, who has not been a factor tonight. He's hit once again. He's been neutralized and targeted, as he has been clobbered all night long. Kept in on the right side by Gloucester. Sam Poliski goes around the boards into the left wing corner. Fisherman trying to get something going, but can't with 2:06 left to go. Play is at center ice. Corvellis with the North Reading goal. Flips it into the Gloucester end. Collected by Jack Sperry. Gets it over to Muniz. And he avoids a check. Sends it up ahead to Lyons. Looking. Lyons. Stick handling. Bad pass. Breakaway for North Reading. Here we go. Down the ice. Shoot and score. Matt Carreri with the breakaway. On the turnover. And it's tied at 2. So a heads-up play by Carreri, stealing the puck in the Gloucester end with the breakaway. Goes down and put it upstairs, topside, right shoulder, and it's tied at 2. Goal comes at 13:20. And it is unassisted. So the game is tied at 2. North Reading pushing for that in this entire period. 1.5 left to go. 8.5 in this second period. Once again, North Reading out of the zone easily. The left wing side, Marullo checked off the play. Comes back to the line, though, the Gloucester line. And these blind passes by the fisherman, stolen once again by Zelikman. He loses it, though, comes back to center ice. Hammered in by Tyler Collins. Zelikman on the doorstep, and he's blocked. Comes back out to Murphy. Slides it left wing corner. Murphy slap shot goes wide. Blasting away with 50 seconds left. North Reading all over it. In the slot. Loose puck. Where is it? In the skates. Backhander turnaround cleared away by the fisherman. 38 seconds left to go. In the middle frame, North Reading has tied it with a tremendous amount of pressure in the second period. Here they come out of the zone again. Left wing side. It's Schill. Looking for some help from Maxwell. Centering pass. and Polisky holds on. Mercy, 23.7 seconds left to go. Second period. Two goals by Gloucester in the first, and two goals here by North Reading in the second. And that's where we stand. Gloucester looks a little fatigued. Face off to Polisky's right. Brennan jumps on it, gets it out of the zone. Lugs it to center, one on two. He checks off the play, able to stick it into the Gloucester end. Eddie Field racing for the puck. Can't come up with it. Gravelis does. And it's Rullo out of the zone. No, I'm sorry. It's Scanlon out of the zone. Loses it at the line as time expires. So both teams still pedal to the metal in this one, with North Reading a decided advantage in the second period. And lead it 2-1 after, check it, it's tied 2-2 after two.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodwright double hung insert window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodwright windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for a reliable place to produce your team's uniforms or your business's corporate apparel? Then Sarkisian Sportswear is the place for you. Conveniently located on Route 1 South in Peabody, Mass., Sarkisian Sportswear handles all aspects of your needs, from price quoting to providing visual proofs to production completion. Visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials, vendor catalogs, and to request a quote. Remember, Sarkisian Sportswear is the place to go.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
This game is brought to you by the Institution for Savings, your local community bank since 1821, with great rates, great service, and great people. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years with quality products and service, located in Lynn and at harringtontrophy.com. Moynihan Lumber, of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. The Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. Click on their banner on our website to access their respective news and sports coverage.
Again, once again, I'm Rick Moore, along with our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, from the Talbot Rink in Gloucester, where the score is 2-2 after 2 between North Reading and Gloucester. And this has been a very interesting evening, to say the least. in many ways. Wasco broke out on top of this game in the first period with E.J. Field scoring at 8:57 with an assist from Ethan Brennan. As Fisherman led 1-0 at that point, they came back 54 seconds later with an a goal by John Mondello, who was got assist from Derek Hopkins and Chris Noyes. That came at 9:51. Gloucester led 2-0 after one, and they outshot North Reading 6-3. But boy, North Reading came back with a vengeance in the second period, flying all over the ice and just putting tremendous pressure on Noah Polisky, as it was Matt Gravella scoring first for North Reading, stealing the puck, scoring an unassisted goal at 2:28, and then late in the period on another turnover by Gloucester, giving the puck up, it was Matt Carreri stealing the puck from about 20 feet inside the Gloucester line and just racing down that left wing side and putting the puck home, deking goaltender Noah Polisky for Gloucester, tying the score at 2-2. That came at 13:20, and it was unassisted. Only one penalty in the period. That was to Ethan Brennan for roughing at 10:20. So Gloucester has been assessed two penalties so far. North Reading, just the one penalty. But here's the telling stat. In the second period, Gloucester got outshot by North Reading 14-6. And I'm not even sure that that is a true indicator of how much of an advantage that North Reading had in the second period. And Gloucester, to these eyes, and I don't have anybody to correct me here tonight, looks a little fatigued. And again, it's understandable. This is their third game in 5 days, and it is the second game that the entire team has been available to Gloucester. And again, Sal Costanzo, Liam Lyons coming back from injuries. Lyons looks to me as though he's being shadowed, if there is such a thing in high school hockey, but certainly he's being keyed on and double-teamed from time to time. Sal Costanzo coming back from injury the other night, playing very well also. But boy, I'm telling you, the lines, the defense for North Reading just all over Gloucester in that second period. Now, the interesting thing was, again, we started about half an hour late. I got on the air even later than that. But we started about half an hour late due to the fact that there was a fire at the O'Malley School. And the fire was confined to the roof over the boiler room at the O'Malley. And that fire is just was maybe 50 to 75 feet from the outside wall of the rink. And the rink is attached by a tunnel to the O'Malley building itself. And in that tunnel is the Gloucester Hockey dressing room. The building was evacuated at about 6 p.m. Deputy Chief Steve Aiello was in charge of the firefighting operation, and the fire was quickly extinguished as the ladder truck poured fire from above the roof onto the roof and into the building. I don't know what the damage is. Obviously, no idea what caused the fire or what it was all about, but it did slow things down here as we got off to about a half an hour start, late start. So I'm not going to even try to fight with the noise. Or the dropkick. Murphy scores 2-2 after 2, and we'll be back with the third period in just a couple of minutes.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson 400 Series windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Anderson 400 is attractive, durable, energy efficient, and reasonably priced. Remember, Anderson is the most trusted name in windows. See the Anderson 400 at any of our three locations. That's North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
MSO NewsSports.com, MSO Radio.
Alrighty then, this should be a very interesting third period. Welcome back to the Talbot Rink in Gloucester. I'm Rick Moore, along with Bill Newell helping me out tonight from afar, and I appreciate it, Bill. It's tied at two as the third period is underway. Gloucester defending to our left. North Reading to our right. Gloucester on the attack. Now they're knocking bodies down as Costanzo drops it back to the left point. Teed up, doesn't get through. Costanzo has it left corner. Sends it around for Field. Can't keep it. Loses it, and North Reading gets it to the line, but not out. Costanzo keeping it in. It is at center ice. More body check and heavy hitting, and it goes over to Zelikman. Centering pass, but it's stolen by Poliski, and we'll have a face-off in the Gloucester end. Just underway, third period, with the game tied at two. Well, if you're still with us, thanks for it. I appreciate it. It's been a strange night tonight. In so many ways. Face-off to the right of Poliski with the score tied at two. Zelikman loses it, comes back to Scanlon, can't get it through. Left wing side. Oh, Colin Chase shoots it into the right wing corner from the point. Play along the boards. Gloucester coming out of the zone, but back checking quickly as Maxwell and knocks down a Gloucester player before he himself falls. However, it's taken by Hopkins in the right wing side. Kept in at the point. Look out. Breakout for North Reading. Nope. Can't quite do it. And boy, you've got to keep your eyes on a swivel, your head on a swivel the way this game is going. North Reading just throwing its superior size all over the ice tonight. Gloucester hanging tough, but North Reading seems to be wearing him down. 2-2 is the score as we start this second period. Now check it. Third period. Face-off will be in the North Reading end. Goals tonight for Gloucester, E.J. Field, John Mondello. And for North Reading, it is Matt Gravelis and Matt Carreri. Face-off to the left of Day. And it is controlled by North Reading as they're just playing catch-back there. Kevin Murphy, defenseman for North Reading, loses it at the line to Cornetta. He's across the line. He shoots it. A save along the ice by Dave. Panetta tries to center it once again. And its block goes into the left wing corner. Taken away by North Reading with a 2-on-2. Pass too far ahead for Mike Finicaro. He can't catch up with it, allowing Gloucester to do something with it in the defensive zone. And not quite getting it out. As Sperry loses the puck once again. Another turnover. Long backhander by Gravelis. Sticked aside by goaltender Poliski. Back to the right point. Still in the Gloucester zone. Teed up. Screenshot. Deflected. Loose puck in the slot. And covered up by Poliski. Murphy with the shot. And a lot of action in front of Poliski. Penalty on Gloucester. Oh, this is not going to help the fisherman's cause. And it is on Sperry. My goodness. Penalty at 2:14 of the third. And the faceoff to the right of Poliski. Great opportunity for Carreri now. Can't do anything with it. Circle back to the right. Sperry's call for roughing as the net is dislodged once again. So this is a terrific chance now for North Reading to take the lead. They have not had the lead tonight. Hornets win the faceoff. Comes over to the left point. Top of the circle. Bouncing puck in on Poliski. Makes the save. Chase with the shot. He's going to get it back. Deflects it. Comes right back to him. Shoots this one wide as Poliski was ready for it. And he'll get another chance. Will chase. He's got it at the in just inside the left point. Slides it over on the right side to Doran. He sends it down low. The Zelikman shot. Where is it? Over in that right wing side. Zelikman has it. Nobody on him. And there's a whistle. Does the net become dislodged again? It does. And I got to tell you, Marullo looks like he's about 5'2", and he is just getting in the face of a much larger Gloucester kid. And Coach Gilotti is really upset with this net being dislodged. He called the official over. And the official and Coach Gilotti are talking to each other while we wait. 51 seconds left in the man advantage for North Reading. With the Hornets and Gloucester tied at 2. And once again, Chase has it. Circle. Wrist shot saved by Poliski. Down low. Puck behind the cage. Up on the netting. Loose. Comes over to the right wing side by Carreri. Carreri has it. Circle. Drops it back to Chase. Center point. Another shot. Score. Deflected in front. And it's now 3-2 North Reading. Chase had shot after shot after shot. The puck changed direction as it went into the net. But they may be giving it to Chase. He's the first man in line. But it's 3-2 North Reading. Goal coming at 4:12 on the power play. Have to see who gets the goal. 3-2 North Reading leading it. Now can Gloucester regroup? That should fire up the fisherman. All right, Chase does get the goal. And we've got a penalty, I think. Nope, delayed offside. It is a power play goal with Chase getting it. And Carreri and Duran get the assist. But it is the Chase goal. Gloucester now down 3-2. And the fishermen need to find some extra energy as North Reading has picked it up from the middle of the second period on. Here's a tester by Maxwell in on Poliski as he storms to the goal and is hit by a couple of Gloucester players. Poliski hanging on. 3-2 on the Chase goal. He had shot after shot after shot from that center point to the left point. Carreri the assist, and the other assist going to James Doran, or Duran. 11 minutes even left to go in the game. Gloucester's got to dig for some energy because North Reading has just been pounding away at them physically and with speed. And North Reading has scored the last three goals to take the lead 3-2. And there's a bad pass. North Reading taking advantage once again as it's teed up from the right wing side by once again the captain James Doran. And Gloucester can't get it out of the zone. Poliski all by himself from behind the cage. One hands it out to center ice, but there's nobody there to pick it up except North Reading. And once again it's James Doran. He's got it. Sends it into the Gloucester end. Field can't come up with it. Taken at the line by Marullo, flying across the line. Rister, loose puck off the rebound, goes way out to the right wing circle, and Brennan is on it for Gloucester. But so are a whole bunch of other North Reading players, including Chase. Chase keeps it in, fighting for the puck. Fisherman can't get it out, and they do. Right wing side, Liam Lyons with a flurry across the line, immediately double covered, just like in football. Puck goes into the right wing side for the first time, I think, in the period, in the North Reading zone. But North Reading is controlling it, just passing back and forth, and it comes out to center ice. Berry has it. Oh, he almost gave it away for a breakaway, but he just recovered in time. Bounces it off the wing boards, goes into the North Reading zone. Collected by Pereri. He'll drop it past to back to Murphy. Loses it to Lyons in the North Reading end. Centering pass, it goes behind the cage. Nobody controlling it. Fighting for it. Four players, two on each team. Tapped around the boards by Collins. And out of the zone. And it's a shot put on by Maxwell from about 35 feet that goes wide in the Gloucester end. Maxwell with it, circling the cage, drops it back to the right point. These point men are dangerous. Murphy tees it up, slides it along the ice. Pad save on the ice by Poliski comes out to center. Everybody changing up. And no icing is called on North Reading as Gloucester has to regroup to try to get out of the zone. More body checking by North Reading. Cornetta is hit hard. He's checked by Schill. Play is in the Gloucester end still. Time winding down, 8:22. Puck doesn't quite get in front. Scanlon tried to do the wraparound, couldn't do it. But he gets it over to the right point. Shot from the right point, and Poliski makes another save along the ice. Back to the right point again. Duran, another shot, another save by Poliski. It's just a shooting gallery from the points. Gloucester's just dead tired in their own zone. Flip it out to center ice. Wow. Eight shots in this period by North Reading to two, and the puck trickles in on goaltender Day, who covers up. The score is 3-2. Gloucester's not out of it, but they have been just pushed and pushed and hit hard since the early part of the second period, actually. Continuing now. Gloucester had the advantage in the first period, North Reading in the second, and North Reading so far here in the third. And this will be icing on North Reading right off the faceoff. So we're down to 7:37 left to go. And again, I invite you to check the website. Bill and I will be putting together some kind of a schedule for hockey and basketball coming up beginning next week and carrying on through the winter sports season. Face-off to the left of Day. That's the other thing. Gloucester has not won a lot of face-offs tonight. And they do get this one. From the right point, a weak shot by Marshall is gloved right in the midsection by Day. And right now it just seems to be a question of fatigue versus speed. North Reading, look out, break out here. Here we go. Once again, Carreri leading the attack all by himself. He shoots it wide as one of the Gloucester defenders got back just in time. Otherwise, that was almost another breakaway. Brennan checked at the line. Field goes down. I think we got a penalty coming up on North Reading. We do. Tripping on North Reading. After Chase took the lead at 4:12, this penalty is called at 6:51. Check it at 7:51. And the penalty is on Josh Zelikman. Now Gloucester has a chance to try to tie this thing up. A couple of bad plays by Gloucester cost them. Turnovers cost them dearly in this game. Off the faceoff, North Reading clears it. Sal Costanzo. Soft pass, right wing side for Lyons. Being dogged by a couple of North Reading players. And as he shoots it, it's blocked by James Doran. Doran has been all over Lions tonight. No room for Lions to get loose. Marullo will face off against Lions to the right of Day. 108 left in the man advantage for Gloucester. Lions wins this one, comes back to center point Costanzo, and he can't get it through two players. North Reading brings it out easily and clears the zone. So Sperry will collect it. And he gets it to Costanzo. With it at center. Across the line. Circle behind the cage. Drops it back to the right point. And what is the right point going to do with it? Send it back down to Costanzo. Poliski at the right point. Closes. Nope. Goes it back to Costanzo. Circle right. Lions fires it. Saved by Day. Cleared by North Reading. Excuse me. 26 seconds left in the penalty. 6 minutes left to go in the game. One last flurry for Gloucester in the man advantage. Lions with it. Trying to weave his way through. Being bothered. Shot. It goes wide. Good effort by Lions that time. And back to the right point to Poliski. Sam Poliski sends it down low. Goes on the left wing side. And 3 seconds left in the penalty. Kept in just at the line by Gloucester. Where is it? Goes over Lions' stick. He's fighting for it. Penalty is over. Cleared out of the zone by North Reading. Delayed offside on Gloucester as they send it back in. And they need to change up. Hornets on the attack. Right wing side goes too far for Scanlon. And this will be icing against North Reading. .521 left to go in the game. 3-2 North Reading leading Gloucester. Face off to the right of the North Reading goaltender. Fisherman trying to keep it in, trying to get something on Day. Nothing doing, comes out to center ice. Muniz fires it diagonally into the right wing corner. Picked up by North Reading Scanlon. And he loses it back to Doran. Or Doran, and Doran will send it into the Gloucester end. Marshall has to keep his eye out for a body check as he is able to get it to Chris Noyes. But once again, oh no, it's coming out of the zone. Turnover though, as Scanlon just quicker to the puck than the Gloucester fishermen are. Bodies again, coming all over the place. 2-on-2, very slowly out of the zone is Colby Mitchell. But he manages to set up Cornetta, can't make a play. Goes just wide of the cage. And it's still in the right wing zone. His third line out there for Gloucester trying to do some damage. Sperry has to hustle back to prevent a 2-on-1. He does, slaps it off the boards, comes back to center. Zelikman firing it up at the line. Shoots it from long range. Oh, tough save by Poliski. As Zelikman is all over the place, fighting off three fishermen, putting the puck close on, close to the goal. Inside the four-minute mark. Tremendous forechecking by North Reading. They're just out hustling Gloucester. Gloucester's gassed. Carreri has it, steals it, drops it back to the point. Shot by Murphy is blocked. And we have a whistle. High stick on a pass, I believe. Puck comes out of the zone. Face off out of the zone. So Gloucester really needs to find some... They've got to dig deep if they want to tie this thing. Meanwhile, North Reading just keep putting this gas on. Man, they've got the pedal down. Throttle is wide open. Face off all the way back in the North Reading zone. And they're not able to clear it as Sam Poliski closes from the left point, sends it behind the cage. Everybody fighting for it down low. As Lyons was in the slot, couldn't get it back. He's back out to center ice. Marshall will have to go all the way back in his own zone now to pick the puck up. Looks to get it ahead to Hopkins. Stolen. Oh, by Zelikman. And can't quite put it through. But look out here. Carreri has it. Drops it to the right side. And it's a save off the shot of Carreri's stick. Woohoo! He was at the hash mark, right circle, closing, and put a wrist shot on Poliski. 3:12 left to go in the game. 3-2 the score. North Reading leading this one. Play is in the Gloucester end once again. Fisherman get it out to center. E.J. Field across the line. But boy, I'll tell you what, man, Dorn is all over the ice coming back to back check. Loses it, though, but he picks it right up again. Dorn is everywhere. And it'll come out to center ice. And Sperry has it for Gloucester. Soft touch pass over the left wing side. The Field closes, loses it off the stick. We'll track it down into the right wing corner, being bothered by Gravelis. Oh, no, check it. It's Chase, Colin Chase, who has the goal tonight. Gets it out to center ice, looking for Pinacaro, but he can't quite get it off his stick to control it. And Field, blind pass center ice to Brennan. He has it top of the circle, can't get the shot off. Sticks it through, picked up by Chase. Brings it out of the zone for North Reading. Right wing pass to Zelikman, long shot along the ice. Saved by Poliski. 2 minutes left to go in the game. One goal lead for North Reading. Does Gloucester have enough in the tank to tie this thing up? Sperry has it for Gloucester. Back in his, deep in his own zone. Long pass, left side to Lyons. Skating, and he gets knocked down by two North Reading players, but he still gets the shot off. And Field is crunched into the boards. Shot, Lyons in the slot, he shot it wide. Set up by Field, he had him dead to rights and shot it just wide. Gloucester putting the shots on now. Left wing shot by Muniz goes wide. Turnaround shot off the stick of, who was it? Lyons goes wide. Lyons has it in the slot. A weak shot in, save along the ice by Day. Where is it? Gloucester putting the pressure on. It's cleared to the sideboards and out of the zone by North Reading. Best opportunity in the third period by Gloucester there. Across the line, Muniz looking to set up Lyons. Getting some help over there by Hopkins in the left wing side. Down to 1 minute left to go in the game. Hopkins fighting for the puck as he comes away with it. And where is it? Uh-oh, gamble on that left wing side by Poliski to keep it in. And he does. Gets it over to Costanzo. Fans on the shot. And that allows an empty net. Oh, it goes just wide with a goaltender out of the net. And this will be icing on North Reading. I don't know who shot it by North Reading at his own line. Just inside the line with the Gloucester goaltender pulled. 42 seconds left to go. North Reading bench. Coach is very upset that that was... Well, what was it? I don't know. It's not icing because the puck will be at center ice to face off. And Gloucester takes the timeout. So will we? 42 seconds left to go in the game. A one-goal lead for North Reading. We will be back.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
Oh my goodness, 42 seconds left to go, and this has been some hockey game. North Reading with the advantage in territory, North Reading with the advantage in speed, but Gloucester had a two-goal lead, saw it tied at two, and now North Reading has the one-goal lead with Chase scoring on a power play at 4:12. Now the Fishermen have 42 seconds left to try to tie this thing up, see if they can dig deep, and... North Reading with the end. Well, no. Poliski's back in goal now with a faceoff at center ice. So North Reading just needs a couple of first downs. And again, no, all North Reading has to do really is just play a little smart defense here. And they've been doing that all night long. So here we go. Liam Lyons take the faceoff against Captain John Marullo. Captain against captain at center ice. And Lyons wins the faceoff. Marullo fighting for it, though. And he gets it. Packs it forward. 35 seconds left. Gloucester sends it into the North Reading zone. And First man back, of course, is Doran. Slaps it around the boards, cleared out to center ice. Goaltender out of the net for Gloucester. 24 seconds left. Can they get it in the zone and get any pressure on? 20 seconds left as it's flipped into the North Reading end. And the Hornets clear it. And there's the puck heading toward the empty net. And it goes and hits the post with 11 seconds left. And this will be icing. Boy, they took their time calling that one. Wow. Clock didn't stop for like 3 or 4 seconds after it crossed the line. But anyway, 9.6 seconds left to go. Gloucester with its one last gasp. North Reading looking to go 5-0. Gloucester looking to even its record. Face off, controlled by North Reading. 8 seconds left to go, and Gloucester puts a shot through, and oh, seeing eye go through on the goaltender. That was a very weak shot by Sperry, and it did get in on goaltender Day, who covered it up. 3.6 seconds left. Face off to the left of Day. Once again, it's Marullo versus Hopkins this time. Marullo wins the face off. Brennan closes. And he can't put the shot on. Game over. Terrific high school hockey game tonight. Very spirited game. And the North Reading Hornets have beaten the Gloucester Fishermen by that score of 3-2. We'll take a quick break, come back and wrap this thing up, and wish everybody a happy new year in just a second. The final score, 3-2, North Reading. From the Talbot in Gloucester. We'll be back.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
MSO NewsSports.com. MSO Radio.
Well, a terrific hockey game tonight, won by North Reading by a score of 3-2. And Gloucester leading it 2-0 after the first period with goals by Eddie Field and Ethan Checkett and John Mondello. Brennan drew the assist on Field's goal at 8:57. And let's see, it was Hopkins and Chris Noyes. Derek Hopkins, Chris Noyes had the assist on John Mondello's goal at 9:51. But that was all the scoring Gloucester would get as they led 2-0 after one. North Reading came roaring back in the second period. They tied the game on an unassisted goal by Gravelis. Matt Gravelis scoring at 2:28. And then another unassisted goal, this time by Matt Carreri at 13:20. That one on a giveaway by Gloucester. And the game was tied at 2. Then in the third period, just the one goal, a shooting gallery on the power play, was finally collected by Colin Chase as Matt Carreri and Captain James Doran got the assist on that one at 4:12. That was the game winner. And I'll tell you what, James Doran was a force all night, as was the other captain, John Marullo, and just a terrific hockey game both ways for these schools, but certainly a deserved 5-0 record for Coach Gigliotti and the North Reading Hornets. We'll be hearing from them, I know, in the Cape Ann League as the season progresses. And I think you're going to hear from Gloucester, too, in the Northeastern Conference. They're getting their act back together again, and they are now 2-4. So that's it from here, from the Talbot, and a very exciting night. Again, fire at the O'Malley School, damaging the roof of the building. evacuation here at the rink before the game even began, but all is well. No one injured, and the game was played. A terrific hockey game, well attended, and looked like everybody behaved here at the rink as well. So that'll do it for me. On behalf of Bill Newell and Bill Proposky, I'm Rick Moore. Don't forget to check out the website. We'll be back on Monday, of course, with more and plenty of scores over the weekend. Wishing you all a very happy new year. I'm Rick Moore. This is MSONewsports.com.